Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Pulver's Towing. And today we're going to hear from the driver of the number 21 street stock, Jesse Stahl. We're also going to hear from Don Masters, who does the Fairmont Speedway Archives website. We're going to hear from VP Racing Fuels, Freddie Terza. And we're also going to hear a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
So you're inviting friends over for a friendly barbecue? Nice. But if you're a true friend, you'll start with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. I'm Speed the Sauce Man, and let me tell you why the right sauce is so important. Cookies Barbecue Sauce is made from real deal ingredients, and I haven't changed the recipe since 1976. Cookies Barbecue Sauce complements meat. It doesn't smother it. It just makes your food taste better. Smart cookies use cookies. Anything less is just meat abuse.
Cookies is the one.
Pulver Motor Service is far more than towing and recovery. Pulver has the versatility and tools to move anything with wheels. Why should you invest in a truck and trailer when for a fraction of the cost, Pulver can move your heavy equipment to the job site and back? With our years of experience and investment in equipment, Pulver Motor Service isn't limited by size, weight, or distance. See for yourself at pulvermotorservice.com. Contact us today and find out how we can help move your business forward.
AAA Discount Month is back at Napa Auto Parts now through October 31st. You'll save 20% instantly on qualifying purchases when you show your AAA discount rewards card. Napa has other ways to help you save too, like a $10 virtual Visa gift card when you purchase a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for only $27.99. Plenty more special offers all month long at Napa. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Midwest Collision. Midwest Collision.
Company vehicles get a workout and they also see a lot of road miles. Midwest Collision in Faribault knows that the more those company vehicles are on the road, the more chances things can happen. Contact Bob today at Midwest Collision and set up a program for your fleet to get back to looking like a fleet you can be proud to own. Contact Midwest Collision in Faribault today for all your fleet body work or collision needs.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by the number 21 street stock driver, Jesse Stahl. And Jesse, you grew up near Chateau Speedway in Lansing, Minnesota. What are some of your earliest memories of the track?
I just remember going there as a kid and playing in the sand. Never really even watched the races. And then the older I got, the more I started paying more attention to the races.
It's really fun when we're there at the races to see the young kids there, whether they're running around and back or they are over by the sandboxes or whatever. At least they're getting some exposure to the races, and I'm hoping that they pay enough attention that they say, hey, Mom and Dad, let's go back, and obviously you did.
Yes, I did. I knew it was for me once I started paying attention.
You also went to school in Austin, Minnesota. I think of all the great racing names associated with Austin, Minnesota. Names like Witaski, Guttormson, Sorensen, Davis, and many, many more. That had to be an influence on you to become a race driver. Do you have any direct memories of some of those drivers?
I remember always watching Mark Noble from Blooming.
Edwards Manufacturing in Albert Lea is where you work full-time as a CNC operator. How long have you worked there, and what do you do at that company?
I run a CNC there, and I have worked there for 16 years.
I think every racer and every race shop could use an Edwards machine.
Yes, they could. They're very handy.
What are all the capabilities of an Edwards machine?
Well, you can punch holes through steel and notch pipe, cut angle, cut flats. It's just quick and easy.
They also have a machine that has pipe bending capabilities.
Yep, we sell a pipe bender and a pipe notcher.
Something every racer could use.
Definitely could.
We sat next to you at the 2019 Chateau Speedway Banquet. When you looked around that room that night, the amount of talent and lifelong racers, what a fun night that was.
That was. It's basically like a big family.
You and Jason Newkirk, you two were having a good time at the banquet. How much of an asset is it to have a friend in the same division that you can discuss setup, horsepower, track conditions, all during a night's race?
It helps out a lot because we always second guess what we should do. So then one of us can talk the other one into doing it.
Make him try it first so you know if it works?
Yeah, kind of that way.
How did you two get to know each other?
Actually, that's a good story because when I started racing, I was basically by myself. And then Jason just kind of showed up one day and started helping me. And then we became friends that way.
Was Jason already racing or was he just a fan?
No, he was just a fan. I think he raced a couple times or something, but was not full time.
So you can literally tell him you've taught him everything he knows?
Almost in a sense.
You have a championship party coming up for Andrew Eichens. He had a great year this year, and that should be a fun night.
That will be. Andrew got good, and he got good fast. I sure don't want to race against him no more.
He's a quick learner?
He's a quick learner.
How did you meet Cassandra? You two seem to complement each other well, and she has become a huge fan.
We met on Facebook through mutual friends, and then we just kind of took off from there.
Did she know anything about racing or what it was all about until she met you?
No, she did not. She went to Elko a couple times, but never to a dirt track. So she is learning.
It is literally a whole different world for somebody who's never been around it to be down in the pits. It's like one big family down there. You get to know everybody, and I'm sure she's made a lot of new friends just hanging around with you.
Yeah, she has.
What does a night at the races mean to you? When I see you in the pit area, you just seem to be like you're in your element. You're in your happy place.
It's all about racing and what you got to do to win. You kind of forget about everything else in your life, so it's nice to have that freedom.
You bring up a good topic there. It's kind of like a release. No matter how tough your week's been, no matter how hard your day at work's been, no matter what else is going on, once you get to the track, you can get in your car, put your helmet on, and get behind the wheel. It all becomes a totally different world.
It does. It's your free time, and racing is the only thing that matters at that point.
It's also pretty special that you are able to get your dad out there to the track. You can tell he really enjoys being a part of your race team.
Yes, he does. He's been along for quite a while now, and he took me when I was a kid, so I got to take him now that he's older and wants to help.
Did someone in your family have racing experience before you started?
My uncle raced, and my cousin raced, and then I think my dad raced maybe a couple times.
And who is your uncle and cousin?
Cliff Stahl is my uncle, and then Brian Stahl is my cousin.
November of 2019, you sold your white car. That was an awesome car, and you had a lot of success in that one. How hard was it to see that one go, and do you know where it ended up?
It was hard to let go, but I know I got a good car now, and the guy I sold it to ended up reselling it, so I'm not sure where it ended up.
You see the transition of drivers when they have a great car, they decide to get rid of it, and they're not quite sure about the new car after they've gotten rid of the old car. Is that a hard transition?
It is a hard transition because once you get a new car, it's like starting all over.
What is the story and the history behind the current car you're driving?
Jason Newkirk had this car before me, and we were on the way to get him a new car. And then on our way back, he's like, well, now I got to do something with my other car. My garage is not big enough for two of them. So I ended up buying the car on our way back to his house. So then I took his car to my house.
So you knew exactly what you were getting and all the history behind the car.
Yep. I knew it was a good car. Jason won two or three championships with it in pure stock. So then after I got it, I ended up winning two more championships with it in pure stock.
Fans that maybe don't recognize the difference between a pure stock and a street stock, tell us the differences.
There is not a lot of difference. Their engine is a compression limit, and they got a different transmission, and then they got to run the stock rear end.
When I spoke with you in the spring of 2020, you really were unsure what you were going to do. Were the tracks going to open? Should I get ready? Should I not? When did you decide, hey, it's time. If I'm going to get out there and race, I got to get going?
It was probably like 2 weeks before racing started that I knew it was time to get going. This was a hard year to plan anything because you didn't know what was going to happen with anything.
The street stock division, one word can describe it, tough. The cars are fast, equally matched, and the drivers do a great job of putting on an outstanding show for the fans. You have to be proud to be part of that group and also all of the drivers in the group.
I am very proud. I like every one of them out there, and the competition out there is just unbelievable.
One of the things that we've mentioned about Chateau Speedway is going into turn one and miscalculating your line going into two, because that big concrete wall comes up in a hurry if you get up on top. And I've seen you up there pretty high, and I'm thinking, oh, Jesse, you better pull down a little bit.
Yeah, the wall can be intimidating, but like they say, the closer you are to it, the less it hurts.
It's not going to hurt so bad if you're only a couple feet away.
Right.
The first part of the 2020 season seemed to be frustrating for you. What was the main issue?
Just trying to get the car figured out. It's like a change from last year. So it was like we had to start all over and relearn everything.
And did you find anything, or did you get in an accident and something was bent, or what do you think the issue was?
No, we never found anything really, so we just kept working at it, trying to make it better.
I know even veterans make mistakes. I was talking to Doug Hilson one time, and he was saying that he couldn't figure out why his car wasn't working for a few weeks, and he went over things and over things and over things, and all of a sudden one night he realized, oh, I have this bracket in a different mounting hole than it's ever been before, and just one small thing like that can throw a car completely off, and it can be frustrating trying to find it.
Yes, it can. We had some overheating issues, and I'd change stuff, and finally I ended up just having to change everything because I didn't know what it was.
The new motor went in during mid-August. That seemed like a game changer.
Yeah, well, we ended up just putting a top end on it. I'm not sure why, but it's better than it was.
As a fan, I could instantly tell that you had made a change. You had to feel the same thing behind the wheel.
Yes, I could feel it. I could even hear it when I started the car that it sounded meaner.
You picked up a heat race win September 19th, when we were down at Chateau Speedway. As a fan, I think it's really cool that they returned to the checkered flag lap for the heat race winners. I think it adds a lot for the drivers, and I think it's also cool for the fans to see the driver go around with the checkered flag.
Yes, it is really cool. I always watched them do that when I was a kid, and then as many wins as I've had and stuff, this year's the first year that I've ever been able to do that. So it's really cool.
It is really neat. It brings back that nostalgia feel because, as you said, I grew up watching races, and after every victory, the driver went around with the checkered flag and then stopped and handed it back to the flagman on the front straight, and everybody looked forward to that picture with the checkered flag. I just think it adds a lot to the atmosphere there.
It definitely does.
Chateau Speedway is also one of the few tracks that offers a weekly color program with stats, track history, and photos. Those are really cool, especially if you happen to be one of the guys that gets in victory lane and you get in that program the next week.
Yeah, it's very cool that they do that. You know, when the fans come in and they can see it all, and it just makes the whole experience way better.
You had a great car during a two-day fall festival a couple weeks ago, and were right there on night two during the feature.
Yeah, the car worked really good on night two, but night one, I honestly don't know. We did not have a good run, and we ended up with problems in the feature, and just went home and worked on it all day, and then had it ready to go for Saturday again, and everything clicked good.
Now, we'd normally sit right in turn four in our bag chairs, and watching you come through turn three and turn four, when your car is working, it is beautiful to watch how smooth you can get through that corner. Because I remember growing up, we watched the hobby stock division and the street stock division, and those guys would literally bounce through the corners, and your car just glides. It's something to watch.
Yeah, we like to try and keep it smooth and not have to use a lot of steering.
Jesse, you have some long-time local area sponsors on your car that have been with you for years.
Yeah, some of my sponsors treat me well, and I've known them for a long time, and they've known me a long time, and we just kind of stick with each other.
Who are some of those sponsors?
I got Broughton Farms on there, and then R&S Auto Rebuilders, Auto Blooming, and then Nystrom Signs, and Bobby's Custom Woodworking.
What are some of your best memories from your racing career so far?
I think my biggest memory is winning the Heartland Nationals at Deer Creek in 2008, and then my Pure Stock Championships.
The difference between Chateau Speedway and Deer Creek Speedway, what is the biggest difference for you?
Deer Creek's higher banked. They're pretty similar otherwise, but Deer Creek seems to be more intimidating.
What are some of the other tracks that you've towed to?
I've raced at Cassin before. I think that's it.
Dodge County Speedway is a track that I grew up at as a kid watching races there, and that is just a really cool place. The one thing about it now is if it doesn't get used regularly, the track surface seems like it needs a lot more work.
Yeah, these racetracks, they need to be run on every week, keep a good track. And I miss Cassin. You know, it kind of completed this area for Wasota tracks.
When they were running there, did you run all three nights, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
I have not ever been able to run all three nights in 1 week.
What are your future plans for racing?
My future plans are kind of always up in the air. It usually takes till at least January, February before I figure out what I'm going to do for sure for that year.
Jesse, that's one thing I learned about you from talking with you. You don't get overly excited. You don't get shook up. I can definitely see that. You're going to wait and see what the next year brings and make a good rock solid plan from there.
That's usually what we like to do, is wait as long as possible and then cram everything in and go all in on what we're going to do.
Who helps you out in the shop on a weekly basis to keep the car ready to go?
My dad helps me out the best he can.
And that's something pretty cool, to be able to spend that quality time with your dad in the shop.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's kind of our time to spend together. We don't spend much time otherwise together.
And I can tell that he really enjoys that when I've seen him with you down at Chateau Speedway. That's very important to him also.
It definitely is. He's usually all gung-ho, ready to leave the house before I am.
You going to try to get the car out one more time this year? What's the decision on that?
We're thinking about this weekend.
Well, if you make the decision, we will be over there watching the races. And Jesse, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show. And good luck, and can't wait to see you again in 2021 at Chateau Speedway.
Thank you.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hello everyone, Chad Weirs, Weirs Machine and Racing Products with another Tech Tip Tuesday for you. Today we're going to talk a little bit about carb adapters. We make all kinds of different two-barrel and four-barrel carb adapters for different style intakes, from a Quadrajet GM intake to a Holley 4412, the four-barrel aluminum intakes with a two-barrel with an adjuster, tapered bore. We make everything with a flared bore to make horsepower or straight bore, and the rules don't let you have the flaring to make horsepower. We do make some 604 crate spacers if you're running a crate engine series. We make four-barrel to four-barrel spacers, half-inch, one-inch tall. And then probably one of the most popular things recently in the dirt racing is to take power away as the grip goes away in the racetrack. So we have all kinds of restrictors to take horsepower away as the night goes on. We make them in one-piece versions, so it's just a one-piece with a tapered bore in there to take horsepower away at the end of the night. Or we make the inserted style where you have a real nice spacer, so you have the standard flare in there when you start out the night and you want max horsepower. And then as the night progresses and the track loses grip, then you would put a smaller reducer in there to take horsepower away. These insertable styles are available in 1-inch and 2-inch tall, and the one-piece versions are also available in 1-inch or 2-inch tall. The reducers are available in a 1-inch that takes away 14% of the horsepower, an inch and an eighth takes away 7% of the horsepower, and the inch and a quarter takes away 4% of the horsepower. So you simply multiply your horsepower by that percentage, and that'll tell you how much horsepower each insert would take away roughly. Or you can buy them, take them to your engine builder, and then he can run all of them through the process and give you an accurate number on how much horsepower they're going to take away on your engine combination. For more information on these or any of our fine products, check them out at weirsmachine.com.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miner's Outdoor.
Miner's Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miner's Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miner's Outdoor, Major Tough.
Does the thought of raking your leaves and hauling them away frighten you? If so, call Wolf and Sons at 455-3524, and they'll take the fright out of your fall.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packing products when it comes to shipping your business products? Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna provides a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call 455-2893. That's 455-2893.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Don Masters, race driver, and also the person that puts together the Fairmont Speedway Archives. And Don, it's pretty cool celebrating 50 years.
Well, thanks. I get a lot of comments that they like it and stuff, so it makes it all worthwhile. There's a lot of work went into it and stuff, but when you hear the thanks people give me, it makes it worth it.
One of the first things I want to start off talking about is the vintage car series. We've had the opportunity to see that series a couple of times. How did that idea get put together, and who is all involved?
Well, as far as I know, Mark Holt has been involved. He's from Mason City. He's been involved for quite a while. He's the president right now, and his son, Chris, is the vice president. They've been doing it for a number of years down in the Mason City area. And I actually seen him race a number of years ago and thought, hey, that might be something interesting to do. So after I retired, I got involved with that and put a car together and out there running with him and happy to be turning laps.
What's really interesting about that series for the fans is the opportunity to see those cars that you remember from the past. I know when we're sitting there at the races, I see the different body styles and think, I remember the driver that ran that car. I remember that car. The one thing I do have to ask is, the ones on the track right now seem a little bit faster than the ones back in the 70s.
Yeah, we're running with some pretty serious horsepower there. And some of these cars are actually late model chassis with the big late model wheels and stuff. So they're pretty sophisticated as far as race cars. And I know the times that I checked my car and running, I'm just as fast as the late models of the early 70s. And those early 70s cars, they all had big blocks, 427s, 454s. Rarely did you see a small block. So we're pretty fast in that regard.
One of the things I find out from racers is, I wish I would have got a picture of that particular day or the day my daughter made it to Victory Lane with me and was holding the trophy, or I didn't have that car long enough to get a photograph of it. Is that kind of how the whole idea came about of putting these archives together for Fairmont Raceway?
Well, it started 2015. I knew that was going to be their 50th anniversary. So years before that, I started spending some time in the Martin County Historical Society, gathering all the information as far as weekly results and some of the point standing sheets. And I've had a lot of people help me with stuff that they've had over the years, and it's been a big help to actually tell a very good story. And we're missing some links here and there, and we're still trying to get that together and always trying to improve and get better. But we've got a lot of information on there, and a lot of people tell me I could spend hours looking at that. So...
For anyone who does save programs, pictures, try to archive some of their own stuff, you realize in a hurry how much time and effort it takes to write everything down, get it in chronological order, and thank you for taking the time because it is a huge undertaking.
You're very welcome. And like I said, when people tell me this, it makes it all worthwhile. And it was fun putting together. I retired in 2015. And so the first part of April, for about the first 2 weeks, I spent some 15, 16-hour days trying to get all this stuff uploaded. Because when the season started, I wanted to have it ready to go for their 2015 season.
And something else that happens when you have something like this, people have things and they don't know where to donate them or who to give them to that they will be preserved and enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you find out somebody has an entire shoebox of old pictures that they had no idea what to do with. Now this gives them an outlet where other people are going to get to enjoy them.
Absolutely. And those are gold mines, I call them. When I run across something like that, that's fantastic. Great finds to run across stuff like that. And we're still looking for other gold mines. And the thing about it is, this is worldwide. Anywhere in the world you can look at this stuff. So you've got a lot of coverage.
And the nice thing about you, Don, is you don't physically have to take the pictures from the people if they want them for their son or their grandson or their family. You can literally go look at them and scan them in with your scanner and have them on your computer.
Sure. Absolutely, yeah. I do a lot of mobile stuff where I go and have a mobile scanner, negative scanner, things like that. Some people don't email pictures, things like that. So this is helpful whenever I go meet somebody someplace and go through their photos. Unless they have a lot, in case like Lowell Johnson, who was a track photographer for a lot of years at Fairmont, I literally spent almost 3 weeks scanning all the photos he had over those years. And it was a great find, and I thank him an awful lot, as well as everybody else that's helped donate pictures and or let me use the use of their photos and their articles and stuff. It's been a big help.
Was that the batch that you put up this spring? Because that was amazing.
Mostly, yeah. I think I got it up last winter, but it was the 80s, a lot of the 80s into the late 90s.
And each one of those photos brings up a memory. It is so cool when you start looking at the photo. Maybe you look at the car in the front. You start looking at the guardrail in the back. You realize what track it is, or the victory lane or flag stand. And then all of a sudden you start looking at some of the background scenery, maybe a car pulled out on the track going out for hot laps that you used to be a fan of, or somebody you recognize down in the pits. It's just a caption of history at that particular time. And like you said, each one of those is a gold mine.
Yeah, it brings back the memories. And for the people who went to the races, and that, it brings back all those memories. And the people who didn't, like the younger people, it gives them a snapshot of what those cars looked at that time. And as far as the results, you can see who the top dogs were in those days. And so that's what it's all about, I guess, keeping the memories alive.
If anybody has old newspapers, they have some old programs, they have some old photographs that they have any inkling that you might be interested in looking at, how should they get a hold of you?
My phone number is on the website under contacts. And if people can't remember FairmontSpeedwayArchives.org, then go to Fairmont Raceway's page and click on history, and you'll go to my website. That's a little bit quicker. And my phone number's in there, and you can contact me. It almost works a little better for calling me because I have the phone with me just about all the time. And like in the situation I'm in right now where I'm pretty busy, I don't get to look at the website every day.
And Don, you are also directly linked to the Dirt Show page, so if fans go to the Dirt Show page.
Yes, thank you for doing that.
They can click right on the Fairmont Speedway Archives, and it'll go directly into the photographs, and you can start scrolling through. And I highly recommend anybody to take a look at these photos because they are tremendous. And Don, thanks for all you do.
Thank you for having me on, Plane, and we'll see you sometime. Maybe we can get together and go to a race sometime.
That sounds great, and good luck with the harvest today. It's a beautiful day.
Okay, thanks for having me. Bye.
Justice Brothers Automotive, Agricultural and Industrial Additives, Lubricants, and Cleaners have been in business for over 80 years. Justice Brothers is America's brand for quality manufacturing oil additives, fuel additives, coolant additives, and many more products to keep your vehicles and equipment running smoothly. Decrease downtime and increase machinery reliability and life, which increases your profits. Justice Brothers products are available at your local parts store, fleet stores, and hardware stores. Call us at 1-800-533-7492 or visit our website at www.justicebrothers.com. Proud sponsor of the Dirt Show and many Midwestern race teams over the past 50 years. Ask racers like Bob Hopp, Joe and Jimmy Cuba, Terry McCarl, Greg Dolansky, Kelly Schrock, Travis Sherman, Brooke Tatnell what they think. Performance is proof. Reliability is essential. Go with the winner. Justice Brothers.
Attention hay farmers, Rhino Egg now has a fast and easy way to handle the gathering, lifting, loading, and offloading of square hay bales using only one operator. The ACG-10 Acumia Grapple is the one tool you'll need to replace at least 3 or 4 teenagers throwing bales. Save time and money with Rhino Egg Hay Tools. Check out the new hay tools at rhinoegg.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at bpracingfuels.com. At BP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Arrow Race Wheels was established on the conviction that its dedicated staff could provide higher quality wheels designed specifically to endure the tough requirements and conditions of the racing industry. Most importantly, the wheels need to be manufactured and sold, maintaining an affordable price structure. Arrow Racing Wheels has become the largest premier steel wheel supplier, and their product line speaks for itself. Upgrade your racing game today at arrowracewheels.com.
Welcome back to our sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure today to be joined by the technical manager of VP Racing Fuels, Freddie Terza. And Freddie, first of all, I want to thank you for your service. The United States Marine Corps, what an elite group.
Well, hey, you're welcome, for sure.
Freddie, I had a chance to meet you in person at the inaugural USAC Corn Belt Nationals in Knoxville, Iowa. I wish I had read the book, Fueling Around, prior to meeting you in person. What an interesting life as a rep for VP Racing Fuels?
Well, you know, it's been a really good, exciting ride for sure. And every day is a new day, and every day new challenge turns up. And it's a really good way of life, actually.
That Corn Belt Nationals has turned out to be a really, really cool event. The side-by-side racing and the slicing and dicing with those USAC wingless sprint cars, it's amazing to watch.
Listen, I believe that a lot of the circle track racing at this particular time is just getting better and better. No matter where you go across the country, the short track racing is just flourishing. And even during these times of COVID, it's really exciting to go to a dirt track and see the participation and the passion from not only the racers, but the fans. I think we're in a good state right now.
You get to see some amazing events traveling for VP Fuels. You are in Virginia right now. What are some of your personal favorite events that you've attended?
Well, so I cut my teeth back in Pennsylvania years ago, so leads me back to some of those tracks, especially Grandview Speedway. Very close personal friends of mine, Bruce Rogers and his family. They kind of springboarded my career years ago, and every year they have that annual Freedom 76 race, which was a few weeks ago, won by Jeff Strunk in the iconic 126 Keystone car. That's one of the tops of my list that I can think of right now. Other than the big events like the Super Dirt Week in New York is huge. Knoxville Nationals. I love going to Volusia County in the spring of the year down there for Speed Week. They put on a fantastic event for several weeks down there. It's definitely exciting each and every night, and it's a big change of pace from the cold weather.
Freddie, you have an amazing background with engines and were involved with Richard Childress in NASCAR.
That's correct. I worked for Richard for approximately, I think, 4.5 years. Before that, I was working for Terry Labonte for approximately 8 seasons over there at his shop. And I had about 12 years in the NASCAR side of things. In fact, right now, I just hopped into the motorhome here that Rick Mann, who my former superior at RCR. So it's funny how some of this racing kind of crosses over from drag racing to circle track racing. The motorsports industry, as big as it is still a small family.
Air and fuel make horsepower. Why is this such an important equation when it comes to racing?
I think that, well, not that I think, it's that I know that for a fact. Years ago, Steve Burns, the founder of the company, always kind of preached to me that, hey, I want you to treat race fuel as a hard part of an engine. And of course, I can understand exactly what he's talking about. But I guess think this through, and it took some time to understand that, hey, for every application, whether there's a different oil, a different camshaft, a different valve spring, there's a different fuel a lot of times. And as technology changes at a rapid pace, which it normally does, the fuel side, we have to keep up with the changes in progress that are made in the engine development side. So it's sometimes difficult to take a fuel that was made 40 years ago and adapt it to new technology. Not saying that we can't. We've had a lot of good success doing that, but this is what leads into new style fuels.
Someone might say racing fuel is racing fuel. I don't want to drive a little more to get that brand, or it may cost a little more than what I'm currently running. What is your response to a comment like that?
I think all the race fuel companies that are out there, for the most part, have a very good, solid product. I think a big missing link is what we call containment. How the fuel's contained, how it's kept in storage, that can become detrimental to race fuels. It doesn't matter whose brand it is. It can happen to ours. So treating the fuel, I like to call it fuel management, making sure that the fuel is kept in a good location, temperature-wise, it's not subjected to a lot of heat, a lot of sunlight. Try to do the best you can with keeping the drums closed and tight so the light ends of the fuel don't escape. It's an important part about it. We call that weathering of the fuel. As the lighter ends, they're called light ends, and you can see it when you actually take the lid off and you can actually visually see some vapors coming out. Those are very important components to the race fuel. So you've got to be careful about controlling the fuel. in a storage state.
VP reps are some of the most knowledgeable, hands-on guys I have ever met. At these events, you are down in the pit areas, you are talking to drivers and crew chiefs, and constantly listening to and evolving the products to fit their wants and needs.
Yes, sir. Their needs are important because that's kind of what it's all about. What's the racer? What does he need? Not what we may think they need, but to find out actually what their needs are and what their problems are. So most of the technical staff at VP, all of the technical staff actually, are all involved in some sort of racing. They have the passion for it, and they love being at the racetrack. I think that's key to any company's success, is to have the passion and the drive to want to be somewhere on a weekend. And at times it could be strenuous to your personal life, but that's what we are. We're racers, and we want to be at the racetrack.
We have one of the very cool new VP filling stations just north of here in Rosemont, Minnesota. And someone in the office asked, why can't I put racing fuel in my minivan? Well, being a car guy, I obviously know, you obviously know, but some people don't. Why can't you do that?
Most of the time, the racing fuel is actually illegal for highway use. So that's the first. We'll get that out of the way right away. The second part of the equation is the cost. And the third part is most of the race fuels on the average have a much higher octane value that's necessary than to put into your minivan. And remember, some of the race fuels are leaded, and they will damage O2 sensors and clog catalytic converters. So we need to be careful about that, too.
One of the main topics that I hear racers talk about is the investment they make in a good quality power plant under the hood. If I made an investment like that, I don't know why I would risk running a poor quality fuel.
Unfortunately, you're right. However, we see it day in and day out where the cost of the fuel becomes an issue, even though they have such a large investment already in the engine and in the race car, and they're still worried about the actual cost of the fuel. Sometimes it's mind-boggling to understand where their thinking is on that.
Throughout your travels, who are some of the racing legends that you have had the opportunity to meet and learn from over the years?
Boy, that's a long list of people. Man, I've worked with some pretty impressive guys over the years. Jeez, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that. A couple of guys come to my mind immediately would be Bill Jenkins, guys like Stevie Johns that worked for Bill, Carol Hine, Ron Shavers, close friend of mine out on the West Coast there. You know, he's highly involved in the sprint car side. Boy, the list goes on and on. Some of the old pioneers for forever, guys like Ed Iskaderian, and I just look up to those guys. And of course, our founder, Steve Burns, he had a vision back in 1973 or 74 to build a race fuel company, and by God, he did it. And quite an interesting fellow and a close friend of mine, and I look up to him on a daily basis.
Freddie, if listeners would like to find out more about VP Racing Fuels or all of the great products you offer, or locate a dealer near them, what is the best way to do that?
You know, there's a couple ways. You can go through the internet through our website. There's a list of phone numbers. If you'd actually like to talk to me and talk some tech, I can be reached at area code 302-521-1767. I'm on the East Coast, so kind of keep that in mind when anybody's making a phone call. But I'd love to talk to anybody that's got some questions about race fuel. Look forward to it.
Freddie, you are a blast to talk to when I met you down at Knoxville, and thank you for all your racing knowledge. Good luck at the event you're at right now, and thank you for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Hey, you're quite welcome. Good luck to everybody, and stay safe out there. Thank you.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself and has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shaft builder for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today. Made
by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Hey, this is Mark Noble, old number 74. You're listening to The Dirt Show.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's biannual raffle sprint car giveaway is rapidly coming to a close with our drawing on Friday, December 18th this year. We'd like to especially thank Speedway Motors, EMI Chassis, and all of the component builders and manufacturers for donating all of the pieces and parts and labor to build this beautiful number 4X Speedway Motors raffle sprint car for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. If you'd like to get a chance to get in on this year's raffle, the 4X raffle sprint car, all you have to do is visit sprintcarraffle.net to get your tickets to win this beautiful race car. Tickets are $20 each or $6 for $100, and the drawing is December 18th, right before Christmas this year. So visit rafflesprintcar.net for all of the details on how you can win this beautiful new Speedway Motors EMI 410 sprint car on December 18th. And thank you for supporting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Byers Engine Service of Rochester opened its doors in 1975. Hi, this is Corey. Since 1975, we've been offering complete engine machining services and assembly. From flatheads to big blocks, Y-blocks to drag race engines, and street rods to pulling tractors. Plus, Byers Engine Service offers complete dyno service. So if your race car or street car needs a little under the hood, trust the place who's been there since 1975. Contact Byers Engine Service at 507-282-5586.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coatings offer a scientific process that uses heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme powder coatings can deliver multimedia blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and super durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
Extreme powder coating.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings. And I am joined by Speed the Sauce Man. And Speed, you have a great recipe to warm up during these cool fall days.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Clayne, some of these evenings, a guy needs something to kind of fire things up a little bit and warm the body. And I'll tell you, here's a good one. It's called Wings and Things Dip. And what you do is you take a 16-ounce container of sour cream, and then one package of that Knorr's vegetable soup mix. It's a dry powdered mix, and Knorr's is spelled K-N-O-R-R-S. Mix that with about maybe a quarter of a cup of super hot water and let it rehydrate because it's a dry mix. And then you take 6 tablespoons of our Wings and Things hot sauce, and then a 16-ounce jar of our either mild or medium cookies premium salsa, and mix that vegetable soup mix, the sour cream, the salsa, the wings and things. Mix that all together and let it set, if you can, for about an hour first. If you can, overnight in the refrigerator is great, too. But let it set at least an hour, and, oh, I'll tell you what, you talk about a good chip dip. Kind of fires you up, and it's not super hot, but it's got just a nice kick to it, Clayne.
Speed, and something my wife has learned over the years cooking, and I know you believe in this too, you use good quality products in your recipe, you're going to have a great recipe.
That's right, yeah, and that's with our premium salsa and everything. You know, we've got good ingredients going all the way through, and the Wings and Things hot sauce has got a little bit of the butter crystals already blended in with it. I'll tell you what, you know, you and I could probably sit down and do one of these things, and we could slap everybody else's hand that kept trying to dig in. I think we could clean out that container probably within about an hour and a half.
Absolutely. If they want to find a great recipe, anytime, they can look on your Facebook, they can look on your website.
Our website is cookies, cookiesbbq.com. And then you can just click on recipes over there, and then you can click on one of our products you'd like to find a recipe for, and it'll pop right up there.
As always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayton. See you, buddy.
The difference between a Hitchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hitchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hitchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hitchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hitchman, why settle for anything less?
Have you ever been stuck? I mean, really stuck. This is Darcy from Pulver Towing. Over the years, we've been called to fields and job sites where they've spent days trying to free a piece of equipment from the muck. If you don't have time to wait, call Pulver Towing. Our towing experts will have you out in hours instead of days. With locations in Rochester, Worthington, Fulda, and Marshall, if you're stuck, call Pulver Towing today.
Founded by Jesse Olson in 2004, Medieval Chassis was formed to fulfill a need for better engineered race cars. Medieval Chassis' new state-of-the-art facility has made it a leader in the stock car racing industry and two-time IMCA national champions. The use of a fiber tube laser, CNC tube bender, and flat laser allows Medieval Chassis to engineer and develop a chassis that exceeds all others in performance and adjustability. Find out more today at MedievalChassis.com.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan from Misgan Auto Parts. Misgan Auto Parts has been buying junkers and providing parts to our customers since 1972.
And our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, with used parts for all years of vehicles and recycling services. Misgan Auto Parts recycles smashed, rusty, worn out cars, trucks, and ag equipment.
And we ship out parts daily. Call us today, 684-2100, or check us out at Misgan.com.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
There's still a lot of great racing going on out there. You just might have to drive a little further to find it. The Fall Classic was going on at Ogilvie Raceway in the limited late models. Lucas Peterson over Joe Provencino and Miranda Carlson in the Hornaday main. Corey Merworth over Joseph Wilbur and John Adderman. In the late model feature, the gunslinger Pat Doerr over James Giassi and Dan Ebert. In the Midwest Modified A-Main, Travis Schulte over Jason Vandekamp and Dave Kane. In the Mod 4s, Tommy Bowden over Robert Holquist and Dean Larson. In the Wasota Modified, it was Shane Sabraski over A.J. Dimmel and Jody Belfi. In the Street Stocks, Ryan Sader over Parker Anderson and Kyle Dykoff. In the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Dylan Kromschroeder and Dexton Cook. And in the Pure Stocks, Kevin Bumgardner over Corey Jorgensen and Dusty Kaspers. Last Saturday night, October 10th, we were at the Hub City Rumble at Murray County Speedway in Slayton. In the Modified A-Main, Clint Hattelstead over Chris Paulsrock and Jason Breeze. In the Stock Cars, Taylor Wilms over Jason Fisher and Sean Bruns. In the Sport Mods, Zach Davis over Nick Johansson and John Albrecht. In the Hobby Stocks, it was Brandon Nielsen over Corey Groenwald and Bryant Johnson. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Koopman over Austin Friedrich and Brandon Hartman. And in the Bombers, Zachary Bierman over Cody Koster and Evan Shetler.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
A car guy will never forget their first hot rod, Richard Petty's STP car, or Don Garlitz's Swamp Rat. If you race a car or own a car that means something to you, then CS Customs can capture those memories in a custom diecast. CS Customs are locally owned and work with you directly to get the details just right. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique for an event or your business, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.